हरे कृष्ण It is said in the scriptures that to be able to understand the spiritual knowledge and to get nourishment from the practice of spiritual life and to get the strength and the taste in spiritual life and to be aware, to become aware of the spiritual truth's reality, especially about oneself and about the Lord and the relationship. It is not an ordinary thing that is achieved by a mundane effort. It is only achieved by the blessings of the Lord in the heart. You will find throughout the scriptures, whether it be the Narada boy or the Dhruva or Prahalad and many other sincere devotees of God, who by dint of their sincere practice, they awaken to the spiritual knowledge, where they are able to experience spiritual feelings, and they are able to perceive the Lord in the heart, they are able to get instruction from the Lord in the heart, they are able to see everyone as a pure soul, they are able to respect every living entity, being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. They are able to see Krishna's hand in everything in the creation. And they are able to see nothing as existing independent from the Lord, including themselves. And they are able to develop feelings of longing to meet the Lord and feelings of separation from Him. So these kind of holy experiences and feelings are actually a great blessing and benediction of the Lord upon the devotee. It is certainly not achieved by mundane knowledge or academic knowledge or by any amount of scholarly aptitude. This is certainly a divine blessing that dawns upon a devotee owing to sincere spiritual practice over a long period of time. So that is achieved how? When the devotee actually develops a certain climate of consciousness. Unless that kind of consciousness is invoked in the heart of the devotee by sincere endeavor, one cannot expect such blessings to dawn upon the devotee. In fact, a devotee should feel that I am blind because I cannot discriminate between right and wrong. I cannot discriminate between what is beneficial for me, what is harmful for me. I cannot distinguish between impurity and purity. And I cannot understand what will help me to go ahead in spiritual life. But often we get stuck up with material desires. So a devotee should always feel I am blind and I need help. A devotee should always feel I am deaf. Why I am deaf? Because the spiritual subject matter doesn't penetrate my ears and my heart. And my heart is always soaked in material aspirations. And devotee should feel I am lame because I am not able to swiftly progress in my Krishna consciousness and I am stuck in deep material identification and identification with so many designations of the material world. So in that way I am progressing very minimally, little by little inching. That is why in that song he sings, Amito Kangal Krishna Krishna Boli Dhaitava Pache Pache. That is why I am a beggar. Why am I a beggar? We may be born in a millionaire's family. We might have accumulated big material wealth. But in spiritual life, we are certainly beggars. And certainly, we are poverty-stricken of these type of divine realizations that great pure devotees have experienced. And it is not that such realizations are a prerogative of only Prahalad and Dhruva and Narada, and the characters we find in the pages of Bhagavatam, and we are supposed to just adore them and worship them, and it is not meant for common man to experience. It's not like that. The Bhagavatam gives examples of many great Mahabhagavatas, And then there is Mahajans. And those who follow in the footsteps of Mahajans very carefully and develop the right attitude and consciousness have to experience the same realizations what the great souls experienced. That is promised in the scriptures itself. So, we have to, on one hand, chant the holy name of the Lord with the understanding that it is exactly like a boat, as Narada Muni says. He says, my realization, Narada Muni says, I have realized, he says at the end of his discussion with Vedavyas, that I have completely realized that the devotional service of the Lord, that is fortified, that is glorified by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, is actually the boat in this vast ocean of samsara, material existence. Because the ocean is always with its roaring waves, battering waves, troubling anyone who is fallen into the ocean. But the boat is the life savior. So the holy name is exactly like a life saving boat, in which one can take shelter very peacefully. And chanting the holy name, one can be saved from all the dangerous vices of the Kali Yuga. And one can safely reach the shores of the ocean, which is the spiritual world. So Narada Muni has this realization at the end of the discussion when he is talking to Vedavyas. So, in the chanting of the holy name, it is said, one granthi, the granthi means a knot. For example, a devotee may make a vow that let me firmly take shelter of the holy name for one round of Mahamantra. Which means during that one round, you don't do any other activity. You don't even, sneeze. You don't even move your clothes from here to here. You don't stand up or sit down. You don't look outside. Don't do anything. Just during that one round, what do you do? Just chant the holy name. And after one round, you can do a little coughing if you want like this. Or you can look at others a little bit. And then again, you can get into the second granthi. Chanting of the holy name. And then it is said, Vaishnavas gradually should increase the measure of this granthi from one round to four rounds. For the first four rounds, nothing doing, continuously I will chant. Sometimes I used to try this, chant one full round and without opening the eyes, I will try to move the one beat down and then continue chanting next round, for four rounds. And after four rounds, then you can open the eyes if you want. And see a little bit around, because sometimes mind is too much crying. So then that is also called as one granthi four rounds. And some very advanced Vaishnavas, they chant one granthi in 16 rounds. One shot. They chant all the 16 rounds in one shot. Before that, they will not even move their leg. They won't say leg is paining, hand is paining, shoulder is paining, mind is paining. They won't say that. Completely 16 rounds. And then it is said, people like Haridas Thakur, they would chant 64 rounds in one granthi. Like that three times a day, you would chant. 64 rounds in one shot, and then you take a little break, take some prasad or something, and then again come back. Again 64 rounds. Like that three times, 192 rounds. So, in this way it is said a devotee should make a granthi and increase it. And when we can do that, we need this attitude. If you are in this attitude, which we are talking now, it shouldn't be difficult for a devotee to go on chanting the holy name and relish the sweetness of the holy name. Because we don't develop the right attitude, we struggle with the holy name and we are grinding our teeth and grinding the holy name to complete the holy name. So, this kind of consciousness will not come on its own. It's not going to descend upon you suddenly one day. Unless we are watchful of our consciousness and we are awake and we make specific efforts to develop it. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.